What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune in to You and the Law for legal information you can use. Legislation to prosecute those involved in the lottery scam is expected to be passed by the end of March. We take you through some major features of the proposed law on this edition of You and the Law. Thanks for your company. I'm Lorraine Mendez. The government has launched a concerted effort to tackle the illicit lottery scam. The scam has been contributing to rising crime in certain communities in Western Jamaica and has negatively affected Jamaica's image internationally. In early 2012, the Ministry of National Security set up an anti-lotto scam task force dedicated to fighting the illicit activity. The task force is complemented by the more recently established Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Task Force, MOCA, a multi-agency entity. To complement the gains made by the security forces in tackling the lottery scam, the government is ensuring it can effectively prosecute those arrested for their role in the relatively new criminal activity. It's therefore seeking to enact the Law Reform Fraudulent Transactions Special Provisions Act 2012. This bill, otherwise known as the Lotto Scam Bill, was tabled in the House of Representatives on February 26 by National Security Minister Peter Bunting. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the bill targets advanced fee fraud, the generic term for scamming. He says the bill makes the possession of paraphernalia involved in scamming, such as lead lists and magic jacks, an offense.
It targets identity theft and the dishonest use of access devices and covers present and future technologies for accessing financial accounts. It prohibits the use of threats and intimidation over the telephone or internet to coerce victims to part with funds. It makes it an offence to own or control premises from which scamming is conducted.
Trials for offences under this Act will be in the Circuit or Supreme Court without need for a jury.
And there will be no preliminary inquiry. Matters will go straight to the High Court for trial. Sentences are stiff. Importantly, it provides a legal right for victims to recover restitution of their losses, including interest, from the convicted scammers, without those victims having to bring separate civil proceedings.
As a complementary legislative measure, changes will also be made to the Proceeds of Crime Act, POCA. Now, POCA provides for the forfeiture of assets gained through illegal activity. National Security Minister Peter Bunting will make an order to amend the second schedule to POCA.
The second schedule to POCA is a schedule which lists offences under other laws which, if you're convicted of those offences, the asset forfeiture regime in POCA applies. An order will be made once the bill is passed into law to add offences under the new law to the second schedule of POCA.
Minister Golding says the order to amend the second schedule to POCA has already been drafted and will be signed and gazetted as soon as the Lotto Scam Bill is passed by Parliament. The recently passed Evidence Special Measures Act will also support the medley of legislation to combat the lottery scam. This act allows for the giving of evidence from remote locations via a live audiovisual link. The Evidence Special Measures Act also allows for video recorded evidence to be submitted as a witness's evidence in chief prior to cross-examination.
This legislation will enable persons outside Jamaica who have been victims of scamming to give evidence from the country in which they reside in the prosecution of these cases in Jamaica. It's an important initiative as victims are often unwilling or unable to travel to Jamaica to give evidence in the criminal trial of their scammers, and it will enable them to still play their part in bringing these criminals to justice.
The November 2012 order by Minister Bunting amending the second schedule to POCA to include sections 35 and 46 of the Larceny Act is also a feature of anti-lotto scam legislative efforts.
With the result that scammers who are convicted of obtaining money by false pretenses or receiving stolen property, which are two offences under the Larceny Act, may now have their criminal property confiscated by the court.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. That's it for this edition of You and the Law. Join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.